Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Fadli Qira'atil Quran, the chapter on the virtues of tilawat, recitation of Quran Sharif. Just to recap, we explain that there are two elements in tilawat of Quran. One is that the person, when he's reading, his lips are moving. So that is one element of recitation of Quran. Not that he's just staring at the words and reading with his eyes, but his lips are also moving. So this is one element of tilawat of Quran, and it also has a second element where a person tries to read from cover to cover, from the beginning right up till the end. So this is also part of tilawat of Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has made this world such that there are certain things that attract, and we are able to see it, we are able to understand. This is from amongst the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. For example, a magnet and you got metal. Automatically that magnet will attract the metal. You don't have to put it directly next to it, stick it with glue. Just put it near and it's got that attraction, it will attract that metal. And as strong as that magnet is, that is the stress, the pulling power that it will have. So it's a very, very powerful magnet. It can pull a metal from a distance towards it. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has also made the power of repulsion. So you take, for example, one magnet, the north facing, and you got it to the north facing of another magnet, you'll see that it will repel it. As much as you try to put it closer, it will repel. And if it's a very powerful magnet, then you won't be able to get it close also, because of that power of repulsion that Allah Ta'ala has created. And that is as far as this world is concerned. There is power, there is the power also of attraction, as far as contentment, as far as peace, as far as happiness of the heart is concerned, as far as the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is concerned. Allah Ta'ala has created certain things that attract these mercies, attract that peace, attract that happiness. And one of the things that Allah Ta'ala has created that is a powerful attraction, like that powerful magnet, is the tilawat of Quran Sharif. When a person recites tilawat of, when he makes tilawat of Quran Sharif, when he recites Quran Sharif, then automatically it attracts the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It attracts that happiness, it attracts that contentment. So long as this person is doing it correctly, whether we can see it or we can't see it, it's like the power of attraction of that magnet. Person can't see that attraction. He just, for him, it just looks like there's a gap, there's air between the metal and the magnet. He can't see the power, that physical power that's there. He can't see it. But the only time he'll appreciate it is when that metal flings against the magnet, and then he sees that there was some power here. So similarly, we can't see it with our eyes. Literally, we can't see that rahmat of Allah coming, that mercy of Allah Ta'ala coming. But it is there when a person is reading, till making tilawat of Quran, when he's making dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, when he's making dua, when he's making salat, he's in obedience of Allah Ta'ala. It is a strong, powerful magnet that is pulling the mercy of Allah Ta'ala down. Although we can't see it, we must believe it is there. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows it, and he makes it apparent where a person can literally see this mercy is coming. And that is from the kindness of Allah Ta'ala to show us that this power is there, this force is there. Whether you prepare to accept it or not, it is there. So therefore, engage yourself in this. So today's hadith, we'll do one hadith today. It shows us that in the time of Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala showed this. The person is making tilawat of Quran, and what a powerful attraction it had. It actually drew the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Anil Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, qala kana rajulun yaqra'u surat al-kahfi, wa indahu farasun marbutun bishatanayni. فتغشته صحابة فجعلت تدنو وجعل فرسه ينفر منها فلما أصبح أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر ذلك له فقال تلك السكينة تنزلت للقرآن متفق عليه. حضرت براء بن عازب رضي الله عنه narrates that a man was reciting Surah Al-Kahf, and alongside him was his horse which was tied to two ropes. Man was reciting Surah Al-Kahf, and his horse was next to him. His horse was tied up. It was tied up with two ropes, not one rope, tied up with two ropes. A cloud overshadowed him whilst he's reciting Surah Al-Kahf. As we explained, sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows that this mercy comes, this rahmat comes. It was hot clouds, something coming, creating shade for this person that is reciting Surah Al-Kahf. So a cloud overshadowed him and began drawing nearer to him, coming nearer, giving him that shade, coming nearer to him, causing his horse to flee from it. When the horse saw this, the horse got afraid that what is happening, that is a cloud that is coming and it is giving this type of shade and comfort. Hasn't seen this before. The horse itself got worried, got frightened, hasn't seen this. As I explained, sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows this so that we can appreciate that this exists. Our weak iman, by right, we don't even need to see it. But Allah Ta'ala makes it happen sometimes. So people would ask for weak iman, and we can at least appreciate this. So this horse got afraid, and the horse fled from there. So falamma asbaha atan Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when morning had come, in the morning he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he related the incident to him. Sahaba were like this, something as strange happened, anything occurred, they went and they related it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They then just decided we're going to interpret this ourselves. They went and took it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so he could interpret and tell them what this meant. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that was tranquility which descended because of the Quran Sharif. That was the tranquility that Allah Ta'ala had sent because of Quran Sharif. He was reciting Suratul Kahf, and because of that, Allah Ta'ala sent down this mercy, Allah Ta'ala sent down this tranquility because of the Quran Sharif that he was reciting. One ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. Allah Ta'ala sends out sakina, tranquility in the hearts of the believers so that their iman increases. So therefore we find that this is something that is a reality. Sometimes we're looking for tranquility, we're looking for peace, we decide we're going to go on an overseas trip to some resort and some destination. But there's more guna that is taking place. There's intermingling, sometimes there's wine being served, and in the hotel rooms there's television, and what fitnas are taking place in the resorts. And we think that we're going to go there for the peace. That is actually like that magnet that is repelling. That repulsion is there. It's chasing away that peace. So we think we're doing things to bring peace, that is actually chasing away the peace. Person, what he got in his home, he must be careful. I don't have anything that is wrong, anything that is in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. The gadgets on our phone, there's videos. Immediately we see a video, person's face is only deleted. Same time, this is murat, I shouldn't be having it. I shouldn't be engaging in photography. If there's a television in my home, let me take this out. I want peace to come in my home. I want barakah to come in my home. Let me bring those things that will bring barakah. Let me bring tilawat of Quran. Let me bring zikr. Let me bring dua. Let me bring those things that will attract the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. When a person brings it, then he'll find that there's no need now for him to even go for holidays here and there. Allah will give him that holiday in his own home. That house will be like a resort for him. Even if it is a small flat, he'll be so content and so happy that he doesn't need to go look for tranquility anywhere else. He's brought those elements of tranquility into his home, he'll find that tranquility. May Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq of making amal. We spoke of Suratul Kahf. So today is Friday. We should recite Suratul Kahf. We should encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. Also, we should try and come early for the Jummah Salah. Prepare from early, then we will be early for the Jummah Salah, inshallah. And other thing that we should do is come early before Maghrib Salah and engage in dua. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.